because it had relative economic equality. There was neither extreme wealth nor extreme poverty, as was common in Europe. In fact, when compared with Europe, America's special providence was clear. No feudalism, no nobility, and no aristocracy supporting land inheritance policies. Americans, as Alexis de Tocqueville would later say, were born equal rather than becoming so. Americans understood and talked about this fact throughout the founding era, including during the debates over the ratification of the Constitution. Because the new American nation had readily available land to the West, there would be economic opportunity for anyone to own property and build an economic future. Of course, all of this was within the confines of the era's views on equality between men and women and between races. More on that to come. But the big picture is that for 2,000 years, class warfare defined the design of government. Then America came along. The problem today is that the basic foundation upon which our middle-class constitution was built, the prerequisite of relative economic equality, is crumbling. More than 8 years after the financial crash, disparities in economic power are at the forefront of popular debate. There is widespread concern about rising inequality and the increasing share of wealth going to the top 1%.